My name is Katsiara Relien, KetsiaRelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for William Dulle, William, last name Dulle. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, mellitus. And the aging process, period, hyperuricemic nephropathy is also a part of the differential. As well as cardiorenal syndrome secondary to coronary artery disease. Status post two stents in 2011. Period. The recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 31, creatinine of 1.51, and a GFR of 48. There is no activity in the urinary sediments or evidence of selective proteinuria. Semicolon, the urine albumin to creatinine ratio is only 10 milligrams. he denies any urinary symptoms, period. The patient states he first heard of his kidney disease last year, period. We recommend that he follows a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, decreases intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours. Period. It is also very important that he manages his chronic conditions to maintain a stable kidney function, period. We will order a renal ultrasound. To assess the renal structures, a post-void pelvic ultrasound to rule out urinary obstruction or incomplete emptying of the bladder. CKD labs and urine protein with creatinine as well as urine albumin with creatinine to assess for proteinuria, MBD labs, and so on for further evaluation. Next line, hyperuricemia. His most recent uric acid is 9.3. He is currently taking allopurinol 100 milligrams. We spent a great deal of time instructing him on the recommended dietary restrictions, such as plant-based diet with no animal protein or processed foods for optimal kidney health, as well as a low purine diet, to prevent uric acid crystallization or hyperuricemic nephropathy, comma, kidney stones, comma, gout, comma, and cardiovascular events, period. He is currently taking allopurinol 100 milligrams. We will repeat the uric acid level. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with A1C of 6.1%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with elevated triglycerides of 165. The rest of the lipid panel is within normal limits. Continue with atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily. Next line. Arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 120 over 71. Continue with the current regimen. And decreased sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours, period. He is euvolemic. Next line. COPD without exacerbation. Next line. Coronary artery disease status post-coronary. Status post-stent. Times 2 in 2011. For the patient, he does not have a cardiologist here in Sebring, and the last time he saw one was in 2019. We highly recommend that he establishes care with a cardiologist for routine checkups. Period. Next line. The patient has been hypertensive for 10 years. And a diabetic since 2017 or 2018. He denies having retinopathy. However, he had a cataract laser surgery for a torn retina 5 years ago. Period. Next line. He reports a weak urinary stream and nocturia of 1 to 2 times a night, which will be further evaluated with a pulsoid pelvic ultrasound. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. And thank you, Yari Massanet, Yary Massanet, APRN, for the kind referral. We will keep you updated on the patient's progress. Next line, we spent 10 minutes on on review of medical records and interpretation, comma, 20 minutes discussing the findings, performing PE/ROS, comma, and going over their recommendations/plan and education, semicolon, and 10 minutes on documentation. And